These are our conservative leaders that are going to save us. They're going to save us from the depths of communism and socialism, which, by the way, really happy to have Mr. Christopher Lawrence on top of the second hour. We're going to discuss a little bit more in depth how ridiculous it is that everybody is still lauding Ben Shapiro for getting Gina Carano to make a movie with him. Not with him, but with the, you know, production company at the Daily Wire. And how it's all just a grift. And Ben Shapiro is not the guy you want fighting your conservative battles. Must I remind you, and I know Christopher will make this point, my fellow Christians, anybody that subscribes to the Daily Wire, Ben Shapiro hates you. Just look up what he said about our Lord and Savior. You can be of the Jewish faith and not have the opinion about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that Ben Shapiro does. But just understand, Ben Shapiro hates you. And the fact that two supposedly practicing Catholics take money from that man is an absolute disgrace. Excuse me. But yes, that's my little rant about Matty Walsh. Matty! Oh, will somebody put treatment facility? Do you understand a budget? You're supposed to be a conservative. Do you have any idea what a freaking budget is? Do you know how much money it costs to truck in sand? The amount of money it costs to store it? The trucks? The maintenance on the trucks? Yeah, you do that, you blow out two... Let's just throw a fictional number here. You blow out $2 million one year because Matty Walsh couldn't drive on the roads effectively. And then you don't get an event like this for 5 years. You're going to get run out of town for blowing taxpayer money so Matty Walsh can feel comfortable driving in his oversized pickup truck that the guy obviously does not know how to drive it. Anyway, that's my opinion on that. But what we're dealing with here in Texas is a result of feckless Republicans trying to virtue signal that they're not quote-unquote anti-science. What do I mean? About global warming or climate change or whatever the hell else it's called at this time of day. Now, Greg Abbott has been very boisterous, very proud, very prideful about how Texas has... We generate, I don't know how much of the power it is, off of solar panels and wind turbines. Sweetwater, Texas is essentially wind turbine central. If you've ever driven to El Paso or just driven to West Texas on 20, you'll drive through Sweetwater, Texas. You'll know because it smells like fertilizer, putting it nicely. Nothing but wind turbines. Wind turbines forever. And, those wind turbines, they're all frozen. They're all frozen. I'll repeat it again. They're all frozen. From Texas Storm Chasers. This was, this morning. As of 3:24 a.m., there are 1 million. Now it's 2.5 million, by the way. 1.4 million customers without electricity in Texas. Rotating blackouts may continue, i.e. they are continuing. Which, by the way, we might just, you might stop hearing me in the middle of the show. That's because we got hit with a rolling blackout. I don't know. Nobody tells us these things, but let's cross our fingers. Now, the rolling blackouts may continue for a while unless additional power generating capacity, if found, or energy use decreases. Now, most spare capacity was eliminated because many wind turbines are frozen. They're frozen. Yes, Elsa. Elsa is apparently a super lib, and she doesn't like how conservative we are here in the state of Texas. But this is what people like myself and my church and others have been screaming about when saying green energy is a scam. Solar panels will not work in the winter. Wind turbine. Oh, but the wind turbine did the solar panel. Yeah, guess what? It's now, it's 12 degrees here. It feels like negative 5, and there ain't a damn part of the sun gonna be able to get the ice off of the solar panel to heat my house. Which I don't have that, but you know what I'm saying. And the wind turbine? Yeah, that doesn't work. Give me oil. Give me natural gas. Give me propane. Give me coal. Hell, I'll go chop down a daggone tree, which I have. I'm very happy. This is one of the reasons I bought, we selected this house, is it has a real fireplace. So in the event I do have blackouts, I have probably about 12 hours worth of wood. Between Duraflames and regular bundles of sticks, as one of my Texas friends calls. I can't say what it is, but a bundle of sticks. I could keep the house warm by fire. Now, of course, I didn't get my transfer switch set up, but I did find at my local hardware store a 100-gallon propane tank, which as soon as I get the transfer switch taken care of, I'm buying that sucker, and I'm going to run my generator off propane. But I got to get the transfer switch done first. You're listening to the Barrett Brief here on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing. Always on air, always online at crusadechannel.com. But yes, green power is a joke. Now, it may work in a place like Arizona or one of, you know, maybe parts of Florida, sunshine areas where the sun is pretty consistent, or in a place like San Diego where the weather doesn't change. But you're trying to tell me that in a place that has gotten absolutely rocked, and the insane thing is that the wind chill in my area is almost the same as the wind chill in Montana. By the way, a big shout out to everybody listening to you, to the Bear Brief here on up in the colder parts of the country. Scott in Indiana, you're going to have to tell me a little bit more about that, because that I don't understand what any of that means. I'm sorry. I have to be honest. Put a back feed into my 220 outlet. Okay. Maybe. If you want to let me know what that actually means, that'd be fine. So, green energy here in our green frozen winter wonderland. Just remember, as my fellow Texans have to have the heat shut off from them, or the electricity shut off, which some energy companies are like, yeah, we said it was going to be an hour, but ERCOT, which is Texas's regulatory commission, electric regulatory commission, now we got to shut it off all day. It's going to be 25 degrees the high today. People are freezing. People are cold. But our elected class, and that includes you, Santa Day Abbott, you useless politician, running around talking about vaccination websites or vaccination sites and how many masks you can get on Texans. These people will never never suffer 1 second of discomfort. They're all fine. Cortez, Abbott, Abbott's got a giant governor's mansion that is being pumped with heat right now. I know I sound like a populist right now, but it has to be said, because this guy went out there and bragged about solar panels and wind turbines. Guess what? All of that stuff, it's great to the Texas Tribune, but I'm pretty sure Texans are not very happy about that. And I'm sure people in Oklahoma and in Nebraska and in the Dakotas, I mean, you guys are a little bit more prepared for this. Like I said, I'm fine. I put on my hunting thermals, so I'm good. And my wife is not very comfortable, but everybody's fine here. We're lucky. But I'm thinking about the people that are not. I'm thinking about the people that are I know of some towns around me that haven't gotten power in 3 days. And it's not getting warmer for the rest of this week. We're not going to get a break in this until Wednesday when it gets to 34. At least it'll be above freezing at that point. And then it drops back down to 30. And then Friday, and then on Saturday and Sunday, we get above 48, 58. But as a prepper, this really is an event for people that don't believe in prepping or don't take it seriously or say, well, I live in Texas. Why do I need 2 weeks worth of food? Well, I live in Texas. Why do I need a generator? Well, I live in Texas. Why do I need XYZ? I got plenty of food in my house. You know what else I bought, which people didn't buy? And you can get on me or not. Some of the best water out there is Chuck Norris Sea Force water. I kid you not. This is a real thing. Plus, Chuck Norris is pro-life, so let's get after it. They were running a special, 2 for $10, couple gallons. You get two for five. Double up. I got a lot. I got probably 6 gallons of water in the house ready to be observed. You just have to plan for these things. I got plenty of canned goods. I got candles. I got a fireplace. Stuff that's ready, because a lot of people don't realize this fact too. A lot of your gas generators, not your gas generator, your gas heater, guess what that is? Oh, you can get on me for C-Force Chuck Norris. There's a picture of it in the chat room. It is premium artesian water, and it is delicious. It is delicious. So you know what? First of all, Chuck Norris will break your face if you make fun of his delicious water. And secondly, it's just delicious. I ain't going to apologize for loving the Chucky water. But you can't. I hope people realize that prepping, much like what our ancestors did, it's not a fool's errand to do. It's not a fool's errand, considering how much electricity is based on your house. We were talking about it a couple weeks ago after the first snowstorm we got here in Texas, how I sat here looking outside and going, man, if we lose power, we're screwed. So what did I do? I haven't finished the project yet, but I went out and I found a generator and I grabbed it. And I suggest people do the same thing. Even the FedEx guy, when he dropped off my my generator, a week later, he's like, I just dropped off 3 of this exact same model, including yours. Because people get it. Wood stoves, you got to figure out some way to be not Matt Walsh. Right? You want to be the anti-Matt Walsh. You don't want to be running to the government being like, oh, please, baby. You want to be like, whatever. You want to be the Chad that says, let the power go out. I'm good to go.